I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this is the day Ingrid Lewis Martin goes in front of a judge to answer some new charges in the corruption investigation that has swirled around New York City Hall the last few years. She was once the right hand to Mayor Adams. He hasn't been charged with anything. The Trump DOJ tossed out all the charges against him. But the allegations against his former top aide once again raises questions as Adams seeks to hang on to the keys to Gracie Mansion. Mayor Lynn Buckley brings us the latest.
Mayor Adams' longtime former top aide, Ingrid Lewis Martin, accompanied by her son, Glenn Martin. They're two out of several defendants named in the indictment being charged with conspiracy, alleging they accepted bribes in exchange for cash, and they're not the only ones. New York State Senator Jesse Hamilton also named in the indictment, saying they used their power and prestige to push city agencies to expedite certain projects. Hamilton's attorney, Mark Pollard, speaking outside the courtroom.
Why should he resign before he even sees the indictment? You know, I don't mean to insult you, but I think he should read the charges.
The judge did ask that they hand over their passports and inform the court that they plan to do any traveling more than 7 days in the country. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of Manhattan's Supreme Court.
Yeah, Lewis Martin's attorney says his client's only crime was, quote, fulfilling her duty and helping fellow New Yorkers navigate the city's outdated bureaucracy. And then, will you listen to this? Sort of reminds you of the little prize they used to put in a box of Cracker Jacks, for those of you old enough to remember. A bag of chips, allegedly with a surprise inside, adding to all the scuttlebutt, this time involving a longtime aide to Mayor Adams.
Reporter Katie Honan telling 1010 Winds in the minutes after an Adams campaign event in Harlem Wednesday, longtime mayoral ally Winnie Greco handed her a bag of chips. It also had a $100 bill in it and several 20s. And Honan says she thought it was more of a news tip that would help her break a story.
Reporters want stuff, and it's not money. We want information, documents. Again, the fact that I initially thought it could be a tip says exactly what we're all looking for. It's just information, not money.
Greco's attorney saying this is all blown out of proportion. No way was it a bribe. In Chinese culture, he says, money is given as a sign of friendship. Now, as for the Adams campaign, in a statement, they say Greco has no official role with them. And as to any volunteer work going forward, that won't be happening. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
My goodness, it's like surprise. It's like, my goodness, what are these people thinking? The optics. Anyway, stop it, Mullins. Meantime, we didn't get a direct hit from Hurricane Aaron, but there's been enough noise about rip currents and beach erosion and flooding to convince Nassau and Suffolk officials that it's probably a good time to put together a joint emergency plan.
I was out at Shinnecock, and as the wave broke, it broke right over me. So I know exactly the force of those high waves and what they can do.
Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says if Aaron turns towards Long Island, Fire Island may have to be evacuated. But right now, Romaine and Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman say they do not anticipate any evacuations.
Keep non-perishable food and manual can openers available.
The two counties have partnered together to help in case of bad storms.
If Ed called me and said, hey, I could use a high axle vehicle, I'm going to send it.
They also say put together a to-go bag for your pets. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Now, the cops are looking for a guy who has managed to rip off about $10,000 in a fraudulent check scheme at ATMs throughout Brooklyn. His M.O.? Follow along very closely, Winds family. Apparently, he's giving people bogus checks and convincing them to take their money out of their accounts at the ATM, give him cash. Who does that? Who buys that? The first incident happened on June 22nd at a Chase Bank on Fulton in downtown Brooklyn. They say Mr. ATM approached a 38-year-old guy, asked him to deposit an $880 check in exchange for the cash. The guy goes, okay, and did it. The suspect hightailed it down Fulton. Of course, the check later bounced. He did it again the very next day. This time, the victim was 28 years old. A woman, family, we are not talking about vulnerable older New Yorkers. These are young people. Hello. You all know better than that. Anyway, police say the scheme continued on July 22nd when the guy talked a 20-year-old into depositing a $990 check at a Citibank on Kings Highway. You already know the quiet part I'm thinking, right? I just can't say it here on the radio. Young people, come on. If you know anything about it, get the guy's autograph for being the most persuasive crook on the planet and then call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. In Bayshore, they've nabbed a homeless fella after police say he almost nabbed a 4-year-old boy inside a mosque yesterday. Suffolk police say it happened about 6 last night, saying Nelson Priester allegedly led a child away from the prayer hall at the Masjid Darul Quran, took him down to the basement in the mosque. Police say he barricaded the door. A worshiper told the child's granddaddy he saw the boy being led away. Police say folks were trying to pry open the door to rescue the child. They say somebody had to actually go through a window to get to him. He wasn't injured, by the way. Creepy guy, meantime, was arrested and charged with attempted kidnapping and endangering the welfare of a child.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.